Welcome to Midnight Amen. Impact compose for sunrise set emotion in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're building something very specific and very useful, a short, emotional drum and bass DJ tool that hits hard enough for the club, but opens up into that hopeful sunrise feeling right after the drop. So this is not a full song. This is a performance weapon. Think 1 to 2 minutes, maybe 32 bars, something you can drop into a set, use for a transition, or later expand into a bigger tune. The core idea is simple: tension, amen slam, warm atmosphere, emotional lift. And because this is for an intermediate Ableton user, we're going to move quickly, but we'll still make smart production choices along the way. First, set your project tempo around 174 BPM. You can go a little lower or higher, but 174 is a really solid DNB default. It keeps the energy up, while still giving you enough space for groove and atmosphere. Now sketch your arrangement. We're aiming for 32 bars total. Bars 1 to 8 are your intro and atmosphere. Bars 9 to 16 are your drum tees and tension build. Bars 17 to 24 are your main amen impact drop. Bars 25 to 32 are your emotional lift or DJ exit. That structure gives you clear energy arcs, and that's important for DJ tools. Each block needs a job. If everything is intense the whole time, nothing feels like a drop. Start by creating a drum rack and loading in the essentials: kick, snare, closed hat, open hat, and your amen break sample. If you've got a clean amen, great. If not, use a break with a similar character and slice it up. Drag the amen break into simpler and switch it to slice mode. Slice by transient, then adjust the sensitivity until the main hits are separated cleanly. This is where the magic starts. Slicing the amen gives you control. You're not just looping a break, you're performing it. That means you can build fills, create variation, and leave space for emotional transitions. Put the sliced break on a MIDI track and build a basic 2-bar loop. Keep the backbeat strong, especially the snare accents. Add a few ghost notes around those main hits. Throw in 1 or 2 extra kicks for propulsion. And most importantly, leave some space. The amen needs breathing room if you want it to feel heavy and alive. A good rule here is to start sparse. Bar 1 can be a little restrained, almost teasing the groove. Bar 2 can get fuller, with more ghost notes and movement. Also, do not over-quantize everything. Jungle energy lives in controlled messiness. A little swing, a little late placement, a few velocity differences on the ghost hits, that's what makes it breathe. If you want, add some subtle swing from the groove pool. Keep it gentle. You do not want to turn it into a sloppy loop, you just want it to feel human and rolling. Now let's reinforce the drums. Even if your amen already has kicks and snares, a separate kick and snare layer can add serious impact. Keep the kick short and punchy, with a tight body and not much tail. Use a QA to clean out mud, especially around 200 to 400 Hz. Add a little saturator for warmth, and if you need more snap, a touch of drum bus can help. For the snare, choose something with a sharp crack in the 2 to 5 kHz range, and a little body lower down. Again, use a QA to remove rumble and use drum bus carefully to add transient punch. Keep reverb on ascend, not inserted directly, so you can control how wet the space feels. The goal here is not to replace the amen. The goal is to make it feel bigger. Next, build your low end. For sunrise emotion, the bass should be strong, but not constantly aggressive. A simple sub is perfect. Use operator with a sine wave or wave eatable if that's your preference. Keep it clean. No need for extra oscillators if you just want a solid sub foundation. Write a minimal root note pattern. Let it follow the harmony, but keep it simple enough that the drums still breathe. Under the amen, the sub should support the energy, not compete with it. Process the sub with EQ8 if needed, maybe trimming above 120 to 150 Hz if it's purely sub. Add a tiny bit of saturation so it translates on smaller speakers. If you need more space for the kick, use sidechain compression lightly. And if the low end feels too wide, use utility to keep the sub mono. Now for the mid bass or res. This is where you can add motion and attitude without going full neuro. In Waveatable, start with 2 saw oscillators, slightly detuned. Use a low pass filter with a little resonance, and maybe a subtle LFO on the cutoff for movement. Keep the res high passed so it leaves room for the sub. Around 80 to 120 Hz is a good starting point. Add a little saturator for grit, maybe some very subtle chorus ensemble for width, and automate the filter over time so it opens up during the arrangement. That opening movement matters. For a sunrise vibe, you want the bass to feel like it's revealing itself, not just sitting there at full force the whole time. Now let's talk harmony, because this is where the emotional shift really happens. The trick is to keep it simple. You do not need a dense chord progression. Usually one small change in color is enough. Something like a minor chord progression with a lifted top note or a suspended harmony that resolves later can do the job beautifully. A very practical option is a minor progression like a minor F, C, G that gives you a familiar emotional movement, dark at first, but with a sense of lift by the end. Use a soft synth, electric, wave-eatable, or even a sampled texture. Filter it at the start, then slowly open it up. Add reverb and delay, but keep the chords washed out in the intro. Save the brighter, more open version for the final section. This is a sunrise lesson, so the harmony should feel like light arriving gradually, not suddenly blasting in. Now build the atmosphere. This is a DJ tool, so the intro needs to be mixable. Layer in field noise, vinyl texture, a filtered pad, a reversed cymbal, or even a distant chord wash. You can also use slow-passed fragments of the amen so the listener feels the groove before the full drum pattern arrives. On your atmosphere track, use auto-filter to keep it dark at the beginning. Add reverb with a long decay, echo for filtered repeats, and utility if you need to narrow the stereo width. If you want a little digital grain, a tiny bit of redux can work too. Then automate the filter slowly across the first 8 bars. Bring in the atmosphere gradually. Let the listener feel the tension build without giving away too much too early. Now comes the impact moment. Right before the main drop, you want a transition bar that feels like the floor drops out for half a second. That can mean a snare roll, a reverse crash, a chopped amen fill, a brief filter sweep, or even a short moment of silence before the drop slams back in. The contrast is what makes it hit. Try this formula. Filter out the drums, build a rising snare roll, chop the amen into a fill, remove the bass for half a bar, then slam everything back in. That's your impact. That's your moment. For extra tension, you can use drum bus on the build snare, auto pan on noise risers, simpler for reversed hits, or utility to collapse the stereo feel just before the drop. That sudden narrowing can make the return feel even bigger. Now arrange the full DJ tool. Bars 1 to 8, atmosphere, filtered pad, light percussion hints. Bars 9 to 16, amen tease, sub entering softly, little fills and risers. Bars 17 to 24, full impact drop, amen lead rhythm, sub locked in, reese opening up. Bars 25 to 32, emotional lift, brighter chords, extra cymbals, clean exit or alternate drop. If you want this to work in a real DJ set, make sure there's at least one section with drums only. Keep the intro and outro simple, and make sure the main hook is obvious within about 8 bars. A DJ needs clear decision points for blending and cutting. Let's talk mix. Use a drum bus or group processing on your drum layers. A little glue compressor, maybe 1 to 2 decibels of gain reduction, can help the kit feel glued together. Add mild saturation for harmonics, and use a EQ8 to tame harsh highs if the break gets too sharp. For the low end, keep the kick and sub out of each other's way. Mono the bass below 120 Hz if needed. Use sidechain lightly, just enough to keep the kick clean, and watch the top end. Amen hats can get brittle fast. If the break feels too sharp, don't just turn it down. Try gentle EQ, subtle saturation, or a bit of transient control. That usually sounds better than a harsh cut. Also, be careful with reverb. Use sends, high pass your returns, and keep the drums fairly dry. Heavy DNB loses power fast if the drum bus gets too washed out. A few coach notes here. Think in energy arcs, not just sections. Every 8 bars should either build tension, release it, or serve a function. Keep the drum identity consistent. If you change the break chops, fills, and layers too much, it stops sounding like one tool and starts sounding like a sketchbook. Let the harmony stay simple. Sunrise emotion usually works better with small changes than with big chord drama. And use automation like a transition instrument. Filter moves, width changes, send levels, and decay adjustments often do more for the arrangement than adding another sound. Also, check mono early. Amen-based material can get messy fast when you stack wide pads and reese layers on top of it. If you want a quick practice exercise, build a 16-bar version right now. Use one amen track, one sub track, one pad or chord track, and one impact FX track. Make the first 4 bars filtered and restrained, the next 4 bars tease the amen, the next 4 bars hit full impact, and the last 4 bars open into a brighter emotional lift. Keep the sub simple. No more than 4 notes. Give the amen at least 2 variations, and make the ending clearly different from the beginning, either with a filter move or a harmony change. If you follow that, you'll have a tool that feels like it belongs in a real set, dark, rolling, powerful and then suddenly hopeful. That's the midnight amen mindset. Not just heavy, not just pretty, heavy resolving into light. And that's exactly the kind of energy that can make a sunrise set feel unforgettable.